Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, October 30th, 2007. Roxanne and I are sitting here together looking out on an absolutely gorgeous fall day, although it was very cold last night. Once again today, we want to, in our Ministry of Daily Encouragement, share a message that we hope will indeed encourage you. Today's message is titled, Eternity. The scripture text is Ecclesiastes 3, verse 11.
He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the hearts of men, yet they cannot fathom what God has done from beginning to end.
Many of you recall an old children's song that's on our hearts today. I am a C.
I am a CH.
I am a CHRISTIAN.
And I have CHRIST.
In my HEART.
And I will LIVEETERNALLY.
Yeah, we could almost sing that, but I don't think they want to hear my voice, Brooksine. Well, maybe you recall that song too. We have a link up on the site that shares it as a children's version. In my lifetime, I've been to many thousands of church services and other meetings and heard a similar amount of sermons and teachings. Well, I specifically only recall a few of them, but realize all exposure to truth has been extremely beneficial to my life. Well, I do recall one service. When I was a young Christian in high school, I went to a church and they were singing Amazing Grace. When the song leader got to the final verse, which states, "When we've been there 10,000 years," he stopped the musicians and instructed the church to replace the number 1,000 with million. So we sang the song, "When we've been there 10 million years." Well, I've also suggested we do this at times in churches I've pastored, and it intrigues me that regardless of whatever number replaces 1,000, it's still true. That's the nature of eternity.
The daily verse states that He, or God, has set eternity in the hearts of men. Well, we're not exactly sure what all this means, but man certainly does have a sense of history past. We also have a sense of eternity future. As believers, we sense that this temporal life is but a short moment within the span of our eternal existence.
Perhaps my first sense of teaching on eternity was in that children's song when we sang, I will LIVEETERNALLY. I also recall as a little boy sitting out under the stars looking up and considering eternity. I remember just thinking back before anything was, probably more than actually thinking ahead at that time. Very early this morning I was out for a walk and looked up to those same stars on a very clear and cold night sky.
Today, we may have many issues that trouble us. There seems to be so much uncertainty and division in the world. We continue to live under the specter of terror. Consider God's love for you and recognize that we just cannot fathom what God has done from beginning to end. Indeed, His blessings are unfathomable.
When we've been there 10 million years, bright, shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
Let's pray together. Jesus, You are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Your existence spans eternity, for You always have been and You always will be. Because of Your generous act of redemption, our bodies will no longer be clothed in flesh on that appointed day, but will take on immortality that exists for all eternity future. Days are unending as our sorrows cease to exist, and our joy knows no bound. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today, podcast listener. We enjoy preparing and sharing these messages. We are on the web at www.dailyencouragement.net. We have a picture on the site today, actually from a friend's website, who is a very good photographer, Doris High. It's actually a picture of a spent flower, but in its own way, it has beauty. And I have placed the first part of today's verse on that. Everything's beautiful in its own time. have several musical links up on the site today. Amazing Grace is one that I have, and several versions of that, as well as a couple of other songs you may enjoy. I do have, actually, I found a link to that children's song, I Am a Sea. And if you're not familiar with that, you can turn to it. If you are, you may want to turn to it and click on it and sing aloud with it. Well, thank you for joining us today. Continue to be faithful to the Lord, and may you find encouragement in Him today.